The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Every Monday, we open our email box, drive@jacarandafm.com. That's the mail if you ever want to get in touch with us about anything. And every Monday, it seems over the course of the week, someone has an issue that we can help with. Belief and Dachwer.
As a belief.
Hi, Drive team. I have something for the Monday mailbag. I have a coworker who's constantly commenting on my weight. They say things like, wow, you've lost so much weight, or tell other people in the office that I won't be having any birthday cake because I'm always at the gym and they shouldn't tempt me. They bring up my weight in front of colleagues and even in front of clients. They'll call me Grootsian or big man. How do I tell this person to F off in a nice way? Love the show, Dirk.
Yo, Dirk, I feel this in my bones, hey? I really do. Because other people's weight is not your problem. Surely.
And that thing of, wow, you've lost so much weight, it sounds like a compliment. It's not. It's not a nice thing to say to someone.
En ook, weet jy wat pla my eintlik die meeste is dat dit gedoen word voor ander mense. So sê nou, dit is jou opinie en jy wil nou vir Dirk gaan sê, o, jy gaan nie koek eet nie, want jy's altyd in die gym, jy gaan nie, and I get this a lot, Dirk, so I can completely identify. If you actually think that and then the words come out of your mouth, getting those words out while there are other people in die omtes en ander mense wat dit hoor, doen die persoon dit om vir hom te embarrass? Doen hulle dit om hulle self te laat goed voel? Waar is ons met hierdie hele ding?
I don't know. Because honestly, I know there are some people who mean well. Who are like, oh, I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen you in 6 months. I'm going to tell you, you look like you've lost weight and intended as a compliment. As I said, it's not a compliment. You know, you word for men, so that they get pregnant. Oh, you look really good for someone who's, you know, and like, kan ons net ophou om oor mense se gewig te kommentaar?
You can
like
tell,
just blanketly.
Ja, jy kan vir iemand sê, sjoe, jy lyk goed. Leave it! Los het daar!
Hey, you look great.
Oh,
that's
I love
fine.
That dress on you. Stunning color. Los it daar. We don't need to be dissecting body parts and saying, oh, maar jou maag lyk bietjie groot daar, nee. Of, oh, toe jy daar romp aangehad het, was het bietjie minder stijf as wat hy nou sit.
Ja.
It's not okay. So,
somebody called me Grootsien in front of a client. I would have words.
Ja, gaan het Grootsien. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. So Dirk het nou vir ons gevra, how do I tell this person where to get off in a nice way? Because die ding is, dit is in 'n werksomgewing. So jy kan nie eintlik vir die persoon die woord sê wat hy nou gesê het in die mail nie. Maar, because you got to see this person every day. But the fact that he does have to see this person every day, it's making him uncomfortable and it's making him feel bad about himself.
I'll be honest, just short enough to be like, hey, this is a professional work environment. Please don't ever talk about my body ever again.
Ja.
Dat is ons klaar.
Nee, so dit is Monday Mailbag. Ons vraag vir jou. Wat is jou raad vir Dirk in hierdie situasie? What should he do? Because this is very, it's upsetting. I'm even upset about this now. Listen, I've been in a situation where someone has in a workplace environment said in front of clients and in front of colleagues, oh, she won't have that because she spends her whole life in the gym. Or, oh, she won't have that because she doesn't eat because she wants to be skinny. Just leave me. Los my en ook moenie my besigheid vir ander mense vertel nie. It's not their business as it is not yours. We got a really cool message in from Tanya. Tanya, welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Hey, thank you.
Tanya, what's your experience been like with this whole situation of people commenting on weight?
Okay, so I've lost a ton of weight in the past year, and people just assume it's okay to comment. And like you said, just because you say, oh, wow, you look amazing, you've lost so much weight. Dit is boggerol met jou uit te waai. Ek raak skoon, ek het nie meer vlees op water
saak.
Dit is my life, my gewig, hoe ek lyk, het niks met enige iemand uit te waai nie. Niemand is enigszins reg om oor jou lyf kommentaar te lewe nie. Sê, wow, jy lyk stunning, los dit daar. Vir die rest van dit, shut the F up.
100%.
Ek maak voor de moer
Nee, Tanya, ek stem absoluut saam met jou. Commenting on anyone's weight, whether you think they've gotten bigger or whether you think they've gotten smaller.
You say nothing.
Just say you look good and keep it moving.
Exactly. Exactly. Ek kan nie iemand sê, yes, like, jy is so maag geword, jy val deur jou eie gat. Jy moet jy vir my sê, ek het gewig verloor nie. Shut up, man.
Ek stem saam met jou, Tanya. And it's so like, I think some people don't think. Like, you don't have that filter.
Why is it appropriate? It's not.
I mean, I've heard somebody in a workplace environment speak the words out loud, oh, are you pregnant? Like,
exactly.
I've heard someone say it.
In
die mens was nie swanger nie. Nee, I heard someone like, there's no filter between brain and mouth happening there.
Yeah, just like. No, and also, you know, when you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to eat healthy, and then it's like, wait, is that all destroyed? Is that all for diet?
Ooh, as ek een rand gehad het daarvoor. Ooh, ek sal nie, eet jy dieselfde ding daar, elke dag daar, ek sal dit nooit kon doen nie. Gee ek dit vir jou? Het ek dit vir jou aangebied? Het ek by jou gesê, kom, hier is 'n bietjie van my slaai.
Exactly.
Nee,
so hou jy my kos. So nee, bly stil.
Waar bly jy? Bly stil. Dankie, Tanya.
We don't mess with Tanya. We do not mess with Tanya.
No, but I think Tanya's feelings sum up a lot of people's feelings on the WhatsApp line. Just don't.
Absolutely. 100%. And you know what the other thing is? We're going to take it now to another level that actually people don't think when they say this. That question, are you pregnant, is so wrong. Because what if I was pregnant, but I'm not pregnant anymore for whatever reason?
Yeah.
Or what if I'm not pregnant, but I'm desperately trying to get pregnant?
Nee, precies.
Nou vra jy vir my nonsense, wat niks met jou uit te waai.
We must just, you know, don't comment on other people's bodies and goed.
Yeah.
Los het net uit.
We want to hear more. What do you think about the situation that Dirk finds himself in? It's Monday. This is the Monday Mailbag on The Drive with Robin Ross.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.